every bank in the Sudanese capital Khartoum is closed. People who desperately need cash to buy food and other essentials are unable to withdraw their money.
Since Saturday, all banks have been closed. There's no water or electricity. The people are suffering. I'm a security guard. I'm feeling the brunt due to the absence of security.
Across the Nile River in the city of Omdurman, almost every shop is shuttered. The few that are still open are running low on supplies.
We haven't been able to procure any goods since Saturday. I'm selling out of the stock in my shop and warehouse. If it runs out, I have no alternative but to wait patiently until the dust settles.
The price of food has spiked in the last week. People worry about how they'll survive if the fighting between the army and the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, continues for much longer.
Honestly speaking, prices are very high. We cannot drive around to get what we need. We call on both parties to sit and reach an understanding, otherwise our country will collapse.
It's an appeal that's echoed by Sudanese across the country, who say they're paying the price for a conflict that is out of control. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.
Carl Schembri is the regional media advisor for East Africa and Yemen at the Norwegian Refugee Council. He says people are resorting to desperate measures to escape the conflict.
I've had colleagues in the east in Gadaref meeting thousands of people who left from the capital in Wadi Madani, some 160 kilometers southeast of the capital. People have walked all that way to flee to safety. They're exhausted, they're tired, looking for safe areas around the country like Wad Madani, which are thankfully away from the fighting. That's the experience of many in Sudan right now. A lot are going towards Port Sudan, trying to evacuate from there. But in the meantime, many are internally displaced, looking for shelter in camps and in reception areas that are being set up by the local authorities and local volunteers. The UN have reported over 20,000 who fled to Chad already, a few thousand gone to South Sudan, Egypt and Ethiopia. The real numbers are still hard to come by, even of internally displaced people. The figures keep changing as together with the dynamics of the fighting, wherever it gets harder and hotter, people are fleeing if they can, or they've been also locked inside their houses trying to stay safe. But that in itself is also deadly because people have run out of supplies, water, food, and no electricity for the last 10 days now.